Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israeli soldiers have raided several cities across the occupied West Bank. At least three people have been killed, two of them teenagers, and nine others injured in Jenin. Bulldozers destroyed roads and facilities during the raid. Several other people were wounded in operations near Nablus. The Israeli army has killed more than 450 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank since October the 7th. An Israeli airstrike in southern Lebanon has killed at least seven people. The attack hit the village of Habariya. It targeted a health center used by the Lebanese armed group Jama'a Islamiyah. In response, Hezbollah has fired a barrage of rockets into Israeli territory. It targeted the city of Kiryat Shmona in northern Israel. At least one person has been killed. Israeli media is reporting that a number of people are trapped in a factory that was damaged in the attack. The Israeli military and Hezbollah have exchanged cross-border fire since the war on Gaza began. Investigators in the United States have recovered the data recorder of the ship that crashed into a bridge in Baltimore on Tuesday. They'll examine if dirty fuel played a role into the ship's loss of power. Divers are searching for the bodies of six workers who were repairing the bridge when the collision happened. Myanmar has held its annual military parade for Armed Forces Day, but the military is struggling to find new recruits. Casualties in the war against rebel forces, desertion and low morale have depleted the ranks. Mandatory conscription is due to be reintroduced next month. The town of Alice Springs in Australia has declared a nighttime curfew for under 18-year-olds to try and curb violent crime. Police say the death of an 18-year-old man has led to family feuds. One fight involved around 150 armed people.
The scenes in Alice Springs yesterday were horrific, unacceptable, and we never want to see anything like that again in the Northern Territory. My government will declare an emergency situation in Alice Springs. That means police will have the power to enforce a curfew in the Alice Springs CBD for people who are 18 years and younger. I'm fed up with this appalling level of crime and antisocial behaviour.
And Thailand is set to become the first country in Southeast Asia to legalise same-sex marriage. MPs in the lower house of parliament have given their approval. The law will be enacted if the Senate and King also agree.
On the Inside Story podcast, what are the implications of the UN Security Council finally passing a motion calling for a ceasefire in Gaza? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.